Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill. Our website's active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's episode is going to discuss inspirational spiritual habits. Now, these inspirational habits come from a very good friend, Jim Warren. Jim lived in Brentwood, Tennessee, and was part of the Active Faith board until his passing. He was a true man of God, and at his funeral, the list I'm sharing today was handed out to honor him and to inspire others on to a life of greater service to the kingdom of God. I know you will benefit from this amazing list, and I've made one small addition to each item in the list. I added a Bible verse that helps reinforce Jim's list. So I pray this blesses you today and honors Jim. Number one, be a fully devoted follower of Christ. Know him and make him known. Acts 2:42 NLT. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to pray. Number two, read and study the Bible daily. Set an example. 2 Timothy 2:15, Amplified. Study and do your best to present yourselves to God, approved, a workman tested by trial who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. Number three, keep a journal to record what you learned from the scriptures. John 6:45 NLT. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Number four, carry a pack of Bible verses to memorize. Psalm 40, verse 8 NLT. I take joy in doing your will, my God, and for your instructions are written on my heart. Number five, keep a list of 10 people you're praying for. Colossians 1:9 NLT. So we have not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of His will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Number six, look for others you can encourage in their faith. Romans 1:12 NLT. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by yours. Number seven, do all you can to lead your family to salvation in Jesus Christ. Acts 11:13 and 14 NLT. He told us how an angel had appeared to him in his home and had told him, "Send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He will tell you how you and everyone in your household can be saved." Number eight, listen to great sermons, read Christian books, attend conferences. Joshua 1, verse 8, NLT. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Number nine, love the church. Ephesians 5:25 NLT. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. Number 10, don't stop enthusiastically pursuing God. Romans 12:11 NLT. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Number 11, write letters to encourage and inspire others. Galatians 1:2 NLT. All the brothers and sisters here join me in sending this letter to the churches of Galatia. Number 12, be available to serve the people that you love. Romans 12:7 NLT. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. Number 13, tell the people around you how beautiful they are. Romans 10, 15, NLT. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Number 14, welcome others into your home and feed them well. Hebrews 13, 2, NLT. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Number 15, be a calm and empathetic listener. Mark 4, 24, NLT. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. Number 16, don't be easily offended. Colossians 3, 13, NLT. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Number 17, take care of your wife and family with all your heart. 1 Timothy 5, 8, NLT. But those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. Number 18, be a thoughtful gift giver. Psalm 37, 21, NLT. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Number 19, work hard, never be lazy. Proverbs 13, 4, NLT. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. Number 20, be prepared. Keep useful items handy. Romans 12, 13, NLT. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. 21, don't be afraid to try something new. Matthew 9, 17, NLT. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved. Now I'm going to lump 22, 23, and 24 together. Number 22, always keep a to-do list with you. Number 23, be familiar with the resources in a local hardware store. And number 24, be organized. Label your belongings. Matthew 25, 6 and 7, NLT goes with these ideas. At midnight, they were roused by the shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming. Come out and meet him." All the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. 25. Do research to buy the best quality item. Proverbs 2:11, NLT. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. 26. Write neatly and legibly. Galatians 6:11, New Century Version. See what large letters I use to write this myself. 27. Get up, take a shower, and be ready for the day. Matthew 25, 13, NCV. So always be ready because you don't know the day or the hour the Son of Man will come. 28. Love your country. Psalm 67, 3, NLT. May the nations praise you, O God. Yes, may all the nations praise you. 29. Finish strong. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25, NLT. Don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to adopt some or all of these important spiritual habits into your own daily life and routine. You might pray like this: Lord, help me to adopt at least some of these inspirational spiritual habits. Give me the spiritual discipline to practice some of these until they become second nature, part of my daily routine and thinking. Help me to live a life of greater service to your kingdom by adding these to my daily life. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.